Good morning, everyone. Trust everybody's doing well. Amen. I know some of y'all saw me come up here a little bit earlier and thought, wow, he's starting early. But we were testing something up here. And it's nice that we can test some things and you guys don't know what's going on the screens up front. All right, let's bow our heads this morning. Heavenly Father, we just appreciate, Lord Jesus, the opportunity to come before you, Father, and to another day, Lord, that you've given us, Father, to be able to come to the house of God to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. And once again, Father God, the most important thing, Lord, is to feast upon your word. That word, Heavenly Father, that gives us strength. The word that gives us, Father God, what we need, Father, in this hour, Lord God, where there's so much chaos around us, so many uncertainties. But Lord God, we know that your word is certain, Father. We know that we can bank on that word, Lord. We know that we can completely have confidence in it because it hasn't failed us, Lord, and it will never fail us, Lord God. And so, Lord, we all can testify that, Father, in the hour that we're living in. We pray now, Lord, that you would have your way. Speak to our hearts, Lord, and just bless us through your word. Lord, I submit myself into your hands, Lord God. Speak whatever needs to be said, Lord, that would help your people. And in Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to take just a little thought and just call it, you're not behind, you're being built. Amen. Praise God. And how many can say that it's been that way for you? No matter the age that you are, no matter how old you are, no matter, I'm sure Sister Cleta, if she's here, I don't know if she's here, but Sister Cleta, probably the oldest one in the room, she'd probably say she's still being built. You know? I don't think that there can come a point in our life, an age in our life, that we can say, oh, I have it all figured out. I'm 45 years old, getting ready to turn 46, and I thought I had it all figured out, or that I needed to have it figured out when I was 25. That wasn't the case. Right. You knew that there was other things that were coming ahead, or actually, when you thought you had it all figured out, then that's when something smacks you right there, and you're like, whoa, I don't have it all figured out. And so you completely it changes your perspective of things, right? And so just a thought, simple thought, you know. And so I hope, okay, there we go. All right, there we go. So in Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season. In other words, there is a time for it to be spring, right? There is a time for it to be fall, and certain or summer or winter. And certain things happen in that time. You can't have things blooming in the winter time, because it doesn't work that way, or vice versa. You have to have things to happen at a specific time at the right season. Amen. So. That's what Solomon here, the wisest man that ever lived. And yet, you know, I've been going and reading the book of Solomon, coming through the life of David, coming into Solomon, and getting into the book of Proverbs. And I realized that when Solomon asked God for wisdom, it wasn't that God downloaded wisdom all into Solomon like a computer, like we download something today off a computer, you know, there you have all the wisdom you need. But God, what God was really trying to, that wisdom had to match his experience of what he was going through at the moment. For example, at the moment when the two women, they were fighting over the baby, do you remember the story? Right, when they were fighting over the dead baby. And one of them was saying, that's my baby. And the other was saying, no, that's my baby. And, you know, the wisdom of God had to step in at the moment of the need. Right? So it wasn't. And so God gives us the wisdom that we need at the moment that we need it. It's not like we have this pool of wisdom just there, just waiting to be used right here and then. Oh, and I'm just loaded with wisdom. This doesn't work that way. You need it at the moment that is needed, right? So for us, you know, maybe who are dealing with children, amen. Those for us maybe dealing with teenagers. Those for us who are dealing maybe with different aspects of our life or different seasons of our life, the situation will come the trial will come that, hey, what I learned back here, I can apply it to this right here, right? And so we'll look at that. So life isn't meant to be figured out. Amen? It's not meant to be figured out all at once. God works in seasons, and it's not an instant thing, right? we thought it was microwave life in the 80s and the 90s. We definitely think it's that way now, right? Everything is, I want it and I want it now. I want wisdom and I want experience, but I want it now. But it doesn't work that way. Because if you gain experience all at one time, you're not going to stand. An oak tree, amen. An oak tree, it takes long for an oak tree to grow. And eventually it has a lot of rings in those trunks because it's went through a lot of issues. It's went through a lot of trials, a lot of wind, a lot of rain, but a pine tree grows so quickly, shoots right up in a few years. But when the storm comes, the pine tree doesn't last. And nobody has ever went to the store and asked for pine furniture. No, people usually are asking for oak furniture, right? Why? Because it has wisdom. It has experience, right? It's something that's going to be durable, correct? Amen. So I ask this question, at what age should you have it all figured out? 55? 25? 35? See, society tells us that we need to have it figured out, everything all figured out. You need to have the job, you need to be married, and you need to be everything by 25. By 21 sometimes. You need to all have it figured out. But do you realize that even at 21 years old, the brain isn't fully developed yet? They don't really fully developed, and this is scientifically proven that they don't. Teenagers don't really fully develop, don't have brains fully developed until after 25 years old. Now, that doesn't mean that they're dumb. That just means they haven't developed yet, fully. And sometimes I wonder if some of us even have I put myself in there as well. But you see, it's a thing that we just need to be patient with the process. And that's where we don't want to be patient. Because remember, something that lasts and goes through a lot of different things is eventually going to last longer. And is eventually that oak tree is going to eventually be able to shelter lots of animals, give you know, shelter to nests and things to a lot of birds. But a pine tree doesn't really do that. The next tornado that comes through and the next hurricane that comes through, it'll uproot it. But it grows fast. Amen? All right, so we in life, we see this Hollywood lie. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen those movies back in the 80s and 90s where, you know, the teenager goofs up and then, you know, he finally starts maturing, gets beats the bully, you know, and then finally gets the job, and then finally gets the his partner, his or her partner, and then that's when the movie stops, and then you're left with thinking, wow, that's how it is. In 90 minutes, my life can be changed that way, and that's a lie. And especially now in the day that we're living in with social media. Amen. We look and we're scrolling and we're seeing, wow, they're my same age and look where they're at now. I know if I could just work a little harder, if I could just do this a little bit harder, and if I could just, I would get to that point. But you see, you're going to get to that point, amen, by going through some things in life. You don't know what that person behind on that Facebook picture has gone through. All you see is the superficial. You know, the beautiful picture of the family, but you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I guarantee you there's lots of trouble going behind the scenes. Right? Because that's how it is. I always think, you know, if I'm going through something, more than likely somebody else is going through it as well. Because we're all walking and living this life together. Amen? So the lived reality is that wisdom, maturity, and strength are forged across decades. Amen? They're forged across decades. So we're looking at peers, and I don't know if you all have ever heard this modern obsession of the life hack, right? Where you think that hey, if I could just do this certain little shortcut, then you know, my life would be better in this area or this little thing. And it was constantly in the last several years is life hacks. But you're forgetting to think that you need difficulties, right? You need things to be difficult so that you can learn things in life that you can take with you for the long run, right? Not something for the shortcut for the moment, okay? And that's this is something that the Bible teaches us from Genesis to Revelation, right? It's not to take, not, you know, they say instant riches, or it causes pain in the end. The Bible, I believe, even says that if you're wanting to get rich quickly, you're eventually going to fall. Look at people who've won lotteries. A lot of them are in a mess now. Because they didn't have the maturity to handle money properly, right? And so when they get all this mass amount of money, right, and they go spend it, they don't know what to do with it, they don't know how to deal with it, eventually they end up in ruins. A lot of football players, a lot of basketball players, it was because of that, right? So God wants more maturity inside of you better than the externals, right? So value requires time, amen? And I have these two timelines here. There's the artificial timeline, all right? We want that 90-minute resolution. We want to gin it up, you know, artificially. But the result is you're going to get a fast, cheap, and fragile pine tree, all right? And that the expectation is to be perfect and have it all together by the age of 26. And if we're expecting for our children to have that by the age of 26, amen, you're really limiting the process that they need to go through, or giving them excuse to make or the permission to, hey, you failed, you made a mistake, amen, but get back up and move forward, amen? Right? We're limiting that, because remember, by mistakes, amen, by making errors, is the only way that we're going to learn things in life, right? Then then here's the craftsman's lifestyle on the right-hand side is decades and seasons. It endures the anvil, right? And the result is the oak tree, right? It's slow, valuable, but at the end it brings shelter. And you're still figuring it out by the age of 55, right? Brother Don, are you still trying to figure things out in life? How old are you? 76. And you ain't figured it out yet? Goodness. He says he's the dumbest one, and he's 76. I don't know if Sister Susan agrees or not. I doubt she does. All right, let's move on. So, I get in trouble. All right, here's the first law. The first law is that value requires time, okay? Value requires time, amen? You have to have time. Don't think, young people, don't think that you have to have everything all figured out by a certain time in your life. There's no way. 76-year-old here, and he's still trying to figure out life. All right? So we're talking about the pine tree and the oak tree, right? So the fast, it grows quickly. It matures instantly. It's cheap, but it brings out cheap lumber. Valuable is that oak tree that grows agonizingly slow, and it shelters wildlife in the end and endures storms, and it's eventually prized material, right? So, and the reason why an oak tree does this is because an oak tree, when it starts to grow, it's looking to put its roots underground first, right? Pine trees don't do that. See, I mean, they have root system as well, but they don't dig them in deep as an oak tree does. And that's why an oak tree can last longer, it can endure, it can grow. Why? Because it's closer to the source of life, right? And who is the source of life? We know it's Christ, amen. So when you are closer to Him and dependent on Him, amen, then you're not depending on these externals on the outside to help you grow. You're depending on what's unseen to help you grow, right? And the unseen sometimes is difficult. Actually, many times it is. But it's trying to lay a good foundation to stand on. That's why the oak tree can stand, right? In Matthew 7:24, it says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine," and this is Jesus speaking, "and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock," right? "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon upon that house, and it fell not," right? "For it was founded upon the rock." Both houses had the same storm. The one built on the sand and the one built on the rock had the same storm hitting them. But only one was able to stand, and it was something that was really unseen that was holding the one up, and it was its foundation. Right? It was its, the oak tree, its root system that you couldn't see, but it was there. Amen? Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of this term called Figma morphogenesis. And what it is, it's the way how plants change their growth in response to physical touch or mechanical stress. So in other words, the elements on the outside, when it's hitting a tree, it's causing the tree to move a certain way, it's bringing movement or bringing a certain reaction from the tree. But that reaction is what is making it stronger. You see that reaction? But if nothing is hitting you, no hardship, no nothing is hitting, everything is fine and it's going good, there's no problems in your life, you're just a pine tree getting ready to fall at any storm that comes through. You're not going through this process called Figma morphogenesis. Figma, from the root word of touch, and then morphogenesis, amen, it's a growth process, right? So what creates the rings of a tree? It's the constant swaying that it went through storms, that it had heavy snow fall on it. It went through all these processes, all these storms, and all these the elements were hitting it hard. I know the elements hits us hard many, many times. The elements hit us very unexpectedly too. A tree doesn't know when a storm is going to hit many times. It just has to be ready already, built in, underground. All right? But it's going to get stronger by this Figma morphogenesis, right? So the second law is that perspective makes pain feel smaller. And what do we mean? Well, if you look at this graphic here, we have the apocalyptic blip in our life. So we have this big old piece of metal at the bottom, right? That's your whole life. But then we have this one blip, this one thing that happened in our life. And for us, if we haven't had experience in a certain area in our life, we think that that is the maximum thing. I can't believe I'm going through this, right? You almost think of it like a baby. A baby when it's walking and it has a diaper and it's trying to, you know, and that little diaper is hanging and then he's trying to walk and then all of a sudden he falls. And then all of a sudden, you know, his face starts crying. To him or to her, that is the worst thing ever. Because they don't have any perspective that there's going to be worse problems later on down in life. But to them at that moment, that is the worst thing ever. And us as parents, we don't go over there, I can't believe you fell. Get up, boy. No, we don't do that. That's not what you do. You take it by the hand and say, come on, boy. Come on. Come on, girl. Let's do it again. Let's try again. Right? That is the way that they'll stop crying then. And they'll continue on, right? See? So the Bible says, rejoice not against, in Micah 7:8, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. Right. Amen. It's not saying that you won't fall. You're going to fall. It says, but when I fall, I shall arise. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So we have another little chart here that the apocalyptic disaster, right? Falling on your diaper, right? That's the timeline is only 14 months. But compared to an 80-year timeline, that's just a little bleep in the radar. So you're little, sometimes, you know, the trials, it's like, and I have down here the perspective, it requires a larger denominator. What does that mean when you take a fraction, right? A fraction, let's say one over two or a half, it's 0.5 or 1 over 10 equals 0.1. When the denominator gets bigger, or in other words, the bottom number gets bigger, the value of the fraction gets smaller. You understand? So compared to the bottom of, you know, to the bottom number of your life, compared to your whole life that God, that little problem that you're going through at the moment, I'm not saying it's little, it's big to you at the moment, right? And you have a right to cry, and you have a right to go through that, through the emotions of it. But when we compare it to the life, amen, ahead of us, amen, it's only just a little stepping stone for something greater, right? Because greater problems are going to come. And I've always told my wife, I'm like, sweetheart, I know we might be going through something right now. This might be happening. But just think, this is only preparation for something that's greater that's going to probably be worse. Right? But if you haven't gone through this little blip in your life, you won't be able to face the storms that are coming down later on down the road. You've got to face these little blips now.
Right, man. That's right.
And so... That's how it works, right? In Psalms 90:12, it says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom," right? 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light." Now, Paul, this is Paul speaking, right? "For our light affliction," and he didn't say what was light and what was not light. He just said our light affliction at the moment. It's an affliction, but he said our light affliction compared to glory. Oh my, I'll take these anytime compared to what we're expecting. Amen. Which is but for a moment, he says, right? No problem. As I always said, and you all have heard me say this before, problems don't have eternal life. They have a beginning and they have an end. Amen. Which is but for a moment, worketh for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Thank you, Lord, that we have that hope. So, time plus pain plus patience, it equals an enduring value. Amen? Time plus pain plus patience equals, and this is the masterpiece equation, right? When Brother Brandon was talking about the masterpiece and building that statue of Moses, amen, he was chipping at that statue. Michelangelo was chipping at the statue, and if the statue could speak, I'm sure it wasn't feeling good. If it could feel something, I'm sure the whole time you're chipping away at my life, you're chipping away, but not realizing that there's an image coming out of that. That a prophet many, many, many years later used as an example to preach a sermon to us. Your life right now could be a mold, amen, for a sermon that's going to come ahead later on in somebody else's life, right? So let's just, if we think of this, of that in that way. Now, the law three is that strength requires the hammer. And I'm almost done here. The Bible says in Proverbs 20:30, it says, the blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. So do stripes the inward parts of the belly. All right? And so we could take, for example, you know, I've been trying to, you know, lose some weight and trying to get healthy and trying to work out some and things like that. And learning how the body works in that way and how you have to break muscle down in order for muscle to be rebuilt back up, right? There has to be muscle broken down. In other words, strain the muscle, make the muscle die in order for new, stronger muscle to be built back up. Okay, and so it's exactly you the process of like a sword that's being made or a knife that's being made by a blacksmith. I believe it has to go through these processes. Amen. The cycle of the forge, it has to go through the anvil, right? It's the hammer blows of correction, constantly being hammered. Your life is constantly being hammered upon. But then there's a resting period. It's called the quench, right? And it allows the metal to solidify again a little bit. And water is being, it's a resting period. But don't think it's always going to be that way. Because here it comes, it's going to be put back in the fire again, right? It's got to be melted down again. It's got to be uncomfortable. Your life has to be uncomfortable again to go back to the anvil again by the hammers. The one forging the metal, right? Why? Because he's trying to create something strong that he can go sell and make lots of money out of. Okay. And that's the process of metal being forged. Amen. It's the cycle of the forge. All right? So I want you young people, I want you to act your age. Amen? As Brother Branham said, Congressman Upshaw said, you can't be who you ain't. You have to enjoy life, amen, at the stage where you're at now. Don't think that I need to act like a 55-year-old when I'm only 21. All right? Don't think that I need to, you have to understand that if your parents are here at this particular point in life, it's because it took them all this time to get to where they're at now. You can't expect to be where your parents are now, amen, if you've only have 20 years of experience in your life, or only, you know, 25 or 30 years of experience in your life, and you want to be exactly like your 80-year-old mother or father, right? It took them a long time to get where they're at now, right? In experience, in relationships, in financially, and all that. It takes a process. And you know what? When you've worked hard and you've experienced things, life in life, and it's taken you, it's been hard and it's been hard work, you'll learn to appreciate it better at the end. But when something is given to you, you know, you look at in the news all these young guys who tech startups and all these things, and then they sell, and then they don't know what else to do with their life, right? They sell it all, they make all these millions and all these different things, and then just to live their life, you know. But when you've endured something, amen. When you've had hardships, you'll have a story to tell in the end. Right, you'll have interesting things to say, besides a pine tree that grows up really fast, amen. Yeah. Amen. And I'm almost done here. As the Bible says, as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day, Proverbs 4:18, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. Amen. Just as the sun, like it's gradually coming up. It has to gradually come up. It doesn't just come up all of a sudden. Whoo, there's the sun. It's already night. No, it comes up gradually. Gradually. And that's how your life is coming up, right? We look at the egg that Brother Branham talked about. Amen. If you try to force that duck or that little chicken to come out of that egg, amen, eventually it's going to die. Why? Because in the process of it trying to push and its beak hitting the thing, it's allowing blood to flow through its body. And it's making those organs stronger, right? But sometimes we feel like we need to go and help our children out, or that we need to go do something for them because they just can't do it on their own. But eventually you have to think you're doing them hurt in the long run. You're going to hurt them in the long run. They have to go through hard things in life. They have to experience hardships. They have to experience failures. They have to experience people antagonizing them. They'll have to experience the bully at some point. They'll have to experience for them to be able to stand on their own two feet at some point in time. Because you're not going to always be there with them. You're not always going to be there with them. So if you need to teach this lesson right here that Brother Brown taught us was a lesson from a young baby stage, right? Brother Brown said, if you try to help it, you'll kill it, right? And then he talks about the water lily, amen. It's the water lily, it has to go through the mud, amen, and then the water, and then the sun. But amen, but there's something, amen, that's pushing, that's calling, that's drawing out, but it grows in the mud. It starts out in the mud. It starts out in the muck and the nastiness. It doesn't immediately start out, that life is good. No, it starts out to get to where it's beautiful in the end, okay? So the Father's perspective is this: for he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust, right? Psalms 103:14, and Ecclesiastes 7:16 says, why shouldest thou destroy thyself? In other words, why destroy yourself with what's going on in your life right now? Don't. Amen. Just move on. Take it as a lesson and move forward, push forward, because stronger things are coming in the end. So now let's just bring it personal. This is the last slide. Let's bring it personal. I'm not behind. I'm being built. Okay? You're not behind. You're just being built by whatever is going through in your life. Amen? Love you. God bless you all. Amen.